This is Jody Chelan from Landscape Live. I'm at the Landscape Management booth here at the GIE Plus Expo at Planets GIE in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm standing here with Pete Forno, U.S. Lawn and Landscape Business Manager with Bayer. Hi, Pete. How are you today?
Good morning, Jody. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Good. Thanks for having me.
No, it's my pleasure. Thank you for coming to the show. So I just wanted to ask you, can you tell me a little bit about Bayer?
Yeah, Bayer is a leading supplier to the lawn and landscape business. We work on solutions to control weeds, plant health, insect control, and we've been around this industry for a long, long time, and we're very excited that we're investing a lot in reinvigorating our effort to the lawn and landscape business. It's really one of our core businesses.
No, that sounds great. And how, I know the show just started today, but what are some of your expectations about the show?
Yeah, we're really excited with the show this year. We're launching a new product. It's called Spectacle, but it's Spectacle on fertilizer. Spectacle's been out for about 2 years, but we now have it available on fertilizer. It's a warm season pre-emergent herbicide, and it's very exciting. Very, very new technology, new class of chemistry. So that's our main product focus. And one other thing we're doing at the show, which is exciting, is we're launching our Twitter handle, at Bayer Lawn. So folks at the show, if they follow us and give us ideas on content, they have a chance to win an iPad, excuse me. But the Twitter handle is really exciting. Bayer has a whole host of scientists that will be engaged, and through their connections to centers of influence, industry researchers, key LCOs, we'll be able to share topics very quickly, real time, and provide information. And from a supplier perspective, Bayer, as far as I know, is the only organization to have a dedicated Twitter handle for the lawn and landscape business specifically.
So with that Twitter handle then, really contractors, CEOs of companies, anybody can have, I guess, a direct relationship with you.
Yeah.
And knowing that their information, can be, any questions could be answered quickly, or any ideas that... it's a direct source straight to Bayer and the scientists.
Yeah, this is really exciting. And of course, the buzzword, social media, Twitter, Facebook, and so on, how do you utilize it? Where we're really excited is, for example, if there's a breaking topic with a pest or weed issue, not only can we comment on it from our scientists, we can connect to, say, a university researcher, and they comment and retweet it. So it's a tool for the LCO to not only know what's going on, the latest issues, link to solutions, but also it's a tool with homeowners. So when they go out and there's a problem, instead of them relying on explaining what the problem is, they can quickly show, hey, here's Bayer. Bayer's telling about this problem, and it gives a credible third-party source to address the issue.
So that's fantastic. So it's for both homeowners and contractors.
Yeah, it could be. I see it more as a tool for the LCO.
Okay.
So you're in front of a homeowner and they don't understand why this disease just popped up and I need a fungicide treatment. Well, let me show you a researcher at Clemson University who talks about this disease, and this is what you treat. This is what I'm telling you about, Mr. or Mrs. Homeowner. It, again, instead of them saying you need a fungicide treatment, they can go to a credible, trusted source, whether it's Bayer or one of our followers, and again, real time. So I think it's in the future, that'll be a much more utilized way to share information in the lawn care business. Right now, Twitter's not used a whole lot. We think by dedicating a Twitter handle at Bayer Lawn will really, really help grow that and be a good tool for LCOs.
I guess also that would be, if there are trends or that something's happening in one part of the country, you can really pick up on the trends very quickly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not a year out, not 6 months out, but really, like you said, in real time.
Yep. There's other angles to this where there's regulatory issues, and a lot of times they're very grassroots local issues where ordinances come up and they're going to be voted on by a local municipality to restrict our freedom to operate. This in real time can let people know, hey, show up to this town's meeting and tell them why we're good for the we're good for the industry. We protect human health. We protect things, people from fire ants, fleas, ticks. We protect your trees from invasive species like emerald ash borer. We sequester carbon. We cool the earth, so on and so forth. We can really get a grassroots effort organized very quickly through social media.
That's fantastic. And even things like boxwood blight, which has become a humongous problem
for
patients.
And you see it every year. Each year has its own individual pest problem. This year was the 17-year cicada.
Right.
And I don't know if it ever materialized or not, but you see gypsy moths are big this year. So having real timely issues when they come up is really going to be a great tool for LCOs.
That sounds very exciting, and it sounds like a great opportunity for Bayer and for the LCOs, like you said.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you, how has 2013 been for you and for your customers and your client base?
Yeah, 2013, no year is normal. 2013 was a great year. Last year started out being a very early season, warm season, so you saw a lot of weed activity early, you saw a lot of insect activity. This year was just the opposite. As everyone saw, a cool, wet spring. What was good is lawns looked great. So our customers are telling us they had fewer issues with cancellations, callbacks, and so on. The cooler, wetter weather is very conducive to growing grass. Bayer's very fortunate because last year, the last couple of years, in the next couple of years, we've launched a whole host of new products. Most of them are for the warm season area. But we've been able to be in the right place at the right time with new chemistry. So not only has it been a good year for the industry, it's been particularly good for Bayer. And we think things are looking very good for 2014.
That's great. So you see this trend continuing and possibly even an upswing for next year.
Yeah, if you look at the macro trends, so we're all watching the economy,
right.
and the housing trends are looking good. The available inventory of homes is looking very low, which is very good because that'll spur new construction. New construction is great for the industry. Unemployment is coming down, albeit slow, but unemployment's coming down. That's good. So there'll be more disposable income. So as the economy improves, this industry is very well positioned to capitalize on it. And again, being a partner in the industry, bringing new solutions, new chemistry, new ways to address problems, invasive species like we talked about, we're well positioned to participate and help LCOs grow their business. The macro trends look very good. I expect 2014 to be a super year.
Wow, that's great to hear. And I'm sure a lot of people listening are excited to hear that as well. If somebody wants to follow up with you or learn more about the things we're talking about, is there a website or email, etc.?
Yeah, certainly you can go to our website, which is backedbybayer.com.
Is that B-A-C-K-E-D?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. B-A-Y-E-R.com.
Three words, backed by Bayer.
Okay.
One word.
One word, right. Backed by Bayer.
Yeah,
okay.
backedbybayer.com. So our website has a whole host of information on our products, but on solutions for insect control, disease control, labels, MSDSs, training information. So that's a good source. But I would say with our new Twitter handle, that's a great way to reach us too. So at Bayer Lawn, if you go there, you can certainly tweet and tell us things you want to know about. We have a constant feed with this, so we're watching it, monitoring it, and that's going to be a great way to communicate with our customers.
That sounds fantastic, and you know, for people in the industry, for LCOs to be able to have, you know, a source like that, a resource like that, and have direct access is absolutely incredible.
Right, we're very excited. So it's just, you know, Bayer's been around. This is the 150th anniversary of Bayer. Our particular division is a small division in Bayer, but our company. Mission is science for a better life, and that's what we're about in the lawn and landscape business. We're bringing new cutting-edge science, as we have for years and years, and so it reinforces the commitment to partner with LCOs to bring new solutions as things are changing. Let's be realistic. There are detractors to the industry, and we see it as our role as a leader in this industry to come up with solutions in the future which will address these changing needs, and they may be non-traditional. They may be defending what we have today, but it could be new ways to do it. So we're thinking about 5 and 10 years out so that when things do change, we'll be prepared for it. Our customers will be ready for it.
Well, that sounds great. So I want to, Pete, thank you very much. Again, I'm speaking with Pete Farno, the U.S. Lawn and Landscape Business Manager for Bayer Crop Science. And we're here at Landscape Live at the Landscape Management booth in Louisville, Kentucky at the GIE Expo. Pete, thank you very much for
your
time.
Thank you very much.
We really appreciate it.
Great chat. Thanks so much.
Okay.
All right.
Have a great show.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.